it's important to do service, it's important to do athletics, it's important to have nice facilities, but at our core, we're all about teaching. And so what do we need to do for our faculty to give them the tools to do their jobs better? Do we have enough faculty in key areas where there are bottlenecks? Are we getting students through their degree programs as expeditiously and effectively as we need to do? I want to say kind of unequivocally at the outset that institutions, I love sports as much as anybody. I love to compete. I love marching bands. I love all the things that we do in the community. But at our core, the university's primary function is to teach students. And students, as you know, come in all shapes and sizes and on a broad continuum in terms of where they are in their academic and personal and personal and professional development. But we need to put resources into teaching, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Fundraising, that's obviously a part of the equation. In just the time you've been here, do you have an idea of how to approach that issue?
Yes, I do. First off, we have a new vice president for development, Michael Eastman, who Dr. Eastman comes to us from Indiana, really a superb hire, I believe, and came through a national search and started the same day as I did, August the 1st. And yeah, from soup to nuts, he understands development. I mean, he's done everything from annual fund, major gifts, plan giving, campaigns. So in the next while, we're kind of doing our quiet, if you will, behind the scenes intelligence gathering as it relates to what we can afford to do in terms of a dollar amount, what will be our goal, what will be the areas of focus. I can tell you now we're going to focus on scholarships. You know, access is really important to me. It's important to this institution. That's what we've been about, is providing access to the citizens in our service area. It's going to be about facilities, improving our facilities, and it's going to be about, yes, I mentioned athletics as it's important but not the most important thing, but we've got to look at where we are in terms of our athletic teams. It's going to be about endowed professorships and endowed chairs, getting the best faculty we possibly can and retaining them, keeping them here. So stay tuned. We're coming up with a theme, but that's, I think, one reason I was hired. I've had experience at all the institutions where I've worked. We've had success, and I don't see any other alternative here. We'll have success here, too.
What have you discovered so far that surprised you?
Boy, I came out for my first visit to campus in February, and nobody knew who I was. I walked around campus incognito, and I was just, at the time, a candidate. And I was taken by how warm and friendly the place was. I mean, I've been on a lot of campuses, and some just feel not quite as inviting and a little more stark, if you will. And I didn't feel that here at all. You know, I saw students that said hi to each other, and faculty and staff that were out and about. So not that I was surprised by that, but I was impressed by that. The other thing I've been impressed with is just how important the university is to the Richmond, larger Madison County area, and vice versa. You know, I want to pay really close attention to that town-gown relationship. I want to make sure the town feels like we value them, we appreciate what they do for our students, the services they provide, and vice versa. You know, the town appreciates what an economic impact this institution has on the entire area. You know, when we're one of the largest, if not the largest employer, we provide good salaries and ways of life for our employees, and we want to make sure that relationship continues to grow and develop and is healthy. One thing I was surprised with, back to my visit in February, it just so happens the night I came, Wynton Marsalis was in concert at the center. So I just bought a ticket, sat on the second row, and I thought, here I am in somewhat rural Kentucky, hearing a concert from arguably one of the finest jazz musicians of our age. And I'm on the second row. And then I saw the program, and Yo-Yo Ma was a couple weeks later, and Celtic Woman was a month later, and I thought, man, this is really something. I mean, you know, I came from a small community with the Shakespeare Festival that arguably was one of the best in the world, and so I appreciate what a campus does artistically and culturally to an area. and how it improves the way of life for all of its citizens. And I was really taken by that.